Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Two people familiar with the deal say that Elon Musk is in control of Twitter and has ousted the CEO, chief financial officer, and the company's chief lawyer. This article was found in Breitbart News, by the way. Elon Musk has taken control of Twitter and has ousted the CEO, chief financial officer, and the company's top lawyer, two people familiar with the deal, said Thursday night. People wouldn't say if all the paperwork for the deal, originally valued at $44 billion, had been signed or if the deal was closed. But they said Musk is in charge of the social media platform and has fired CEO Parag Agrawal, CFO Ned Siegel, and Chief Legal Counsel Vijaya Gadde. Neither person wanted to be identified because of the sensitive nature of the deal. The departures come just hours before a deadline by a Delaware judge to finalize the deal on Friday. She threatened to schedule a trial if no agreement was reached. Although they came quickly, the major personnel moves had been widely expected and almost certainly are the first of many major changes to the mercurial Tesla CEO will make. Musk privately clashed with Agrawal in April, that's Agrawal, immediately before deciding to make a bid for the company, according to text messages later revealed in court filings. About the same time, he used Twitter to criticize Gadde, the company's top lawyer. His tweets were followed by a wave of harassment of Gadde from other Twitter accounts. For Gadde, an 11-year Twitter employee who also heads a public policy and safety, the harassment included racist and misogynistic attacks, in addition to calls for Musk to fire her. On Thursday, after she was fired, the harassing tweets lit up again. Musk's changes will be aimed at increasing Twitter's subscriber base and revenue. In his first big move earlier on Thursday, Musk tried to soothe leery Twitter advertisers, saying that he was buying the platform to help humanity and doesn't want it to become a free-for-all hellscape. The message appeared to be aimed at addressing concerns among advertisers, Twitter's chief source of revenue, that Musk plans to promote free speech by cutting back on moderating content will open the floodgates to more online toxicity and drive away users. The reason I acquired Twitter, he said, is because it is important to the future of civilization to have a common digital town square where a wide range of beliefs can be debated in a healthy manner without resorting to violence. And uncharacteristically, he wrote this in an uncharacteristically long message for the Tesla CEO, who typically projects his thoughts in one-line tweets. He continued, quote, "There is currently great danger that social media will splinter into far right-wing and far left-wing echo chambers that generates more hate and divides our society." Musk has previously expressed distaste for advertising and Twitter's dependence on it, suggesting more emphasis on other business models such as paid subscriptions that won't allow big corporations to dictate policy on how social media operates. But on Thursday, he assured advertisers he wants Twitter to be the most respected advertising platform in the world. The note is a shift from Musk's position that Twitter is unfairly infringing on free speech rights by blocking misinformation or graphic content, said Pinar Yildirim, Associate Professor of Marketing at University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. But it also it's also a realization that having no content moderation is bad for business, putting Twitter at risk of losing advertisers and subscribers, she said. You do not want a place where consumers just simply are bombarded with things they do not want to hear about, and the platform takes no responsibility. Musk and Twitter should be warm and welcoming to all and enable users to choose the experience that they want to have. Friday's deadline to close the deal was ordered by Delaware Chancery Court in early October and is the latest step in the battle that began in April with Musk signing a deal to acquire Twitter and then tried to back out of it, leading Twitter to sue the Tesla CEO to force him to go through with the acquisition. Of the two sides, if the two sides don't meet Friday's deadline, the next step would be a November trial that would lead to a judge forcing Musk to complete the deal. But Musk has been signaling that the deal is going through. He strolled into the company's San Francisco headquarters Wednesday carrying a porcelain sink, changed his Twitter profile to Chief Twit, and tweeted, "Entering Twitter HQ, let that sink in." And overnight, the New York Stock Exchange notified investors that it will suspend trading in shares of Twitter before the opening bell Friday in anticipation of the company going private under Musk. Musk is expected to speak to Twitter employees directly Friday, which was today, if the deal is finalized, according to the internal memo cited in several media outlets. Despite internal confusion and low morale tied to fears of layoffs or a dismantling of the company's culture and operations, Twitter leaders this week have at least outwardly welcomed Musk's arrival and messaging. Top sales executive Sarah Personette, the company's chief customer officer, said she had a great discussion with Musk on Wednesday and appeared to endorse his Thursday message to advertisers. "Our continued commitment to brand safety for advisors remains unchanged," Personette tweeted Thursday, "looking forward to the future." Musk's apparent enthusiasm about visiting Twitter's headquarters this week stood in stark contrast to one of his earlier suggestions, which was the building should be turned into a homeless shelter because so few employees actually work there. So I guess we will see major changes to Twitter. We will see what major changes to Twitter will be, and if it becomes a truthful place where even conservatives can say something without fear of being banned or shut down, or it will stay the status quo. We shall see. Welcome to today's show, and we will bring you things that help Americans be Americans with pride and honor on this, the 28th day of October in the year of our Lord, 2022.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to say.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low, he can...
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, "Well, what do you think I should have done?" I said, "I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero."
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, welcome. We are back. The call-in number is 646-478-5284 if you want to call in. Do you ever wonder why the left has become so socialistic and communistic in their ideals of how they want to run America? As I said in one of my daily updates this last week, it used to be when the elections were over, the Democrats and the Republicans were actually work together to get things done for the good of America. But not today. Today we have a war zone complete with fences and banners to keep the other side out. Remember the day when a visitor from around the nation would come into Washington, D.C. and tour the facilities of our Congress and the congressional halls? That happens no more because the Democrats have decided that they are above the Constitution and the laws of the land, and if anyone can do that, it is them. It is like I said a short moment ago. Visiting Washington these days amounts to going into a war zone and taking your chances. If you are a Democrat and believe in socialist ways the government operates today, then you'll be fine. But if you are a Trump supporter or a conservative or even just a Republican, you don't have to be a good Republican. You have to watch your back because someone or something will come up behind you and ambush you. You don't even have to be doing anything wrong, and suddenly you find yourself, in jail awaiting a trial for insurrection or treason or whatever they want to put against you. This is the reality of Washington, D.C. today, my friends, and it really does all depend on your politics and your standing with the Constitution and our laws or whether you are safe there or not. There's too many news stories and happenings coming out of Washington to be totally oblivious to that fact, and yet the Democrats seem to be those that are totally oblivious to that fact. America the free is dead, and the way to get her back is to vet and check out the policies of the ones you will be voting for in the next couple of days and vote for the ones that stand for our Constitution and the laws of this great nation. That is the only way to get America back to being great again. For right now, the only things that we are is the great Satan that Iran and Iraq call us. And that is a fact that I, as an American-loving patriot, do not like. America was not founded to be a nation that shuts down the voices of people who you don't agree with. As long as we are alive and human, you will always have people who you disagree with or who disagree with you. But gone are the days when you can just sit down and discuss your differences and work to come to an agreement. Today with the left, it is one way or another. There is no discussion on this. And it has gone so far that there cannot be much more than a revolution. There cannot be much less than a revolution from the other side to bring things back to sanity. Because from the left, there is no sanity today, none at all. No matter how much wrong Biden is doing to this nation, Democrats support him and his lies with complete disdain for the America as it was founded. The truth doesn't matter anymore to them. God doesn't matter to the left, because to follow God means they have to stop doing what they are doing. And that just isn't acceptable to the left. Compromise used to be something that was possible between the parties, but no more. You cannot compromise with a party of socialist communists who are only there to rule over the people. What needs to be done, and they all have to be, is that they all have to be voted out of office until they start loving America as she was founded again, and then keep our feet on the backs of the necks of the ones we put in office to and make sure and make them do what they are supposed to be doing in Washington, D.C. Excuse me. And follow the Constitution. The Constitution gives us all the way to get rid of politicians that do not do what is right for America. Something that we should have done to most in Washington, D.C., Washington today. All the Democrats should be held to the line and made to do what is right for America or lose their office permanently. And most Republicans, too. Right now, we have a select few like Jim Jordan, Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, Yvette Harrell, and some others who are following what we need to do in this country to make her great again. And making America great again is not something that should be a war cry against the Democrats, folks. Both parties should be doing what they can to make this nation great. They should be doing what they can to make this nation revered by the world and our enemies. But what is happening is the Democrats are siding with our enemies, keeping our borders open, defunding the police, and releasing felons from prison so that they can kill and hurt people again. This is not the America I grew up in and loved. This is hell for you who believe in America, and this has to stop. In 11 days, we will have voted for what we want for America. My hope is that we want America to be great, a great nation again, and we want America to be respected and revered by the world. We want America to be the one that goes to even our enemies in their times of tragedy and sorrow and help them like we used to do. Not because we are made to by the enemy or by the leftist socialists in this nation, but because God demands it and we follow his ways to do the right things. It is time for Americans to take this nation back. Get rid of the politicians in Washington and all around this country who will not follow the laws and the Constitution, and put in people who will. I hope and pray that we have all come to this conclusion that America is worth saving, and we vote with our brains and our hearts and not with the vitriol that we have been filled with by the left. God bless America, folks. This is the greatest country in the world. And right now it is being torn down by the leftist socialists in this country who have infiltrated all of our schools to teach our children the things they shouldn't be taught at the time they are being taught. Most of our media and a good portion of our government. It's time to take her back. And that is my monologue for today. From the Pinion Post News here in New Mexico comes this one. Far-left legislator in New Mexico tries to lie about abortion and gets smacked with the facts. Don't you just love it when this happens, folks? When it does, I keep hoping that the left would wise up. But I'm beginning to think that they haven't used their brains for thinking in so long that it is becoming impossible for them to do so anymore. From New Mexico comes this one. On Thursday, which was yesterday, far-left state representative Matthew McQueen, Democrat of Santa Fe, shared a screenshot of a tweet from Pinion Post editor and state representative candidate John Block, claiming his assertions about abortion were untrue. Now, Block wrote regarding Democrat Governor Lujan Grisham's discussion with Kamala Harris during her trip to New Mexico, quote, that one in the middle is full-term abortionist Eve Epsi, who oversees infanticide at UNM Hospital, which is the University of New Mexico Hospital. She trains, future abortionists on how to kill babies up to and after birth. Unquote. And this was referring to the woman in the middle of the picture. The Republican Party of New Mexico retweeted the post, which spurred McQueen to angrily tweet, quote, "This is obviously a lie, and it's as dangerous as it is disgusting. The fact that the New Mexico Republican Party would promote this trash is a testament on how low they've sunk," unquote. However, he was quickly fact-checked by Block, who brought receipts with him, including evidence from the official U.S. House of Representatives report showing that babies were indeed born alive and left to die at the at UNM Hospital. The report now notes how Epsi was asked in a deposition, "I'm trying to understand any of the doctors that were on the fellows program that went to Southwestern Women's Options for any of the doctors from the University of New Mexico that were on a fill-in rotation at Planned Parenthood or any of the doctors at the University of New Mexico Reproductive Health Center or any of the doctors at the University Hospital ever told you, reported to you, or discussed with you that an abortion failed and a live birth resulted," unquote. She responded by acknowledging that babies were born alive and left to die at UNM Hospital, saying, quote, there are situations in the hospital where a planned abortion, an induction of labor for a fetus, for example, with severe anomalies, is born alive," unquote. When pressed on the procedures existed, on what procedures existed with children being born alive and left to die at the hospital, Epsi answered no to such policies existing, adding, quote, OBGYN doctors do not resuscitate neonates, unquote. Congress referred the evidence in New Mexico Attorney General's office, which has not acted upon it, for prosecution. Well, right now the Attorney General is, I don't expect much from them. Lujan Grisham, the Wicked Witch of the North, has been proudly endorsed by ESPE. Yeah, ESPE. A notorious late-term abortionist who specializes in training future abortionists to kill babies up to and after birth. This woman, Grisham, who I and my pastor call the Wicked Witch of the North, and Epsi are evil and only care about preserving their power to the abortion people in this part of the world. Their only known reason for being is to kill defenseless babies. What a horrible thing to be remembered for. But these Democrat killers are proud of this distinction. I can't say this enough. We have to get rid of MLG, and we have to get rid of the title New Mexico, the abortion capital of the world. This is a great state, folks, and I don't want to be known for murdering babies. Sadly, that is what our so-called governor wants, which is why her name to me anymore is the Wicked Witch of the North. She deserves nothing more. She is nothing more than evil, in my mind, and so is this woman, Epsi, who wants to be the person to train the next generation of baby killers in this state. We have got to start looking at what is going on here, folks. We have got to start looking at what's going on. We have got to start stopping what is going on. The idea that we are allowing all of this crap to go on that has been going on in this nation since Obama took office, when he said, oh, I'm the great uniter. Since Obama, this country has been completely torn apart. Obama did it willy-nilly while he was president. Then when Trump was elected and the Democrats couldn't get their hands wrapped around the fact that their precious Hillary had lost, the Democrats went on a complete and utter tirade against what is right and what is good in this nation and started doing everything they could to take Trump down. And during this whole time, Trump was doing many things that presidents in the past before him could never get done. He was getting the border wall built. And by the time he was done with his presidency, which had been totally destroyed by the Democrats, he had over 400 miles of border wall built. Something that no other president had been able to do. Now the Democrats have been talking about either tearing down the wall at our expense, might I add, making sure that abortionists are protected by their laws, the Democrats' laws, not our laws, the Democrats' laws. You see, what they do, folks, is they take the laws that are on the books, get rid of them, and then add a new law that protects the classes that they want protected. Blacks, abortion clinics, Democrat mayors, Democrat governors. None of this will protect a Republican in any way, even if the Republican is a person who sides with the Democrats most of the time. As long as he is nothing but a Republican, even if it's in name only, the Democrats hate him. Hello, Joseph. Good to see you there. But that is not all. We have to start thinking before we go and vote this time, and if you voted already, God bless you for voting, but did you vote the right way? Cities like Albuquerque that is in dire straits because of the Democrat policies that have been put in place, cities like Los Angeles and Portland and New York City and Chicago, all need to change. This is something that is destroying this country, and the Democrats are gleeful about it. They really love the idea that all they have to do is continue with what they've been doing, and everything's going to go right for them. The problem comes in when things don't go right for them. And usually they don't go right for them because of their policies. But they never see this. They never see that their policies are things that are causing all the troubles to happen. They just think, well, it has to be Trump's fault, or it has to be the Republicans' fault, or it has to be conservatives' fault, or it has to be DeSantis' fault, or it has to be Greg Abbott's fault. It can never be their fault because they don't think that way. And they never will, which is why we have to vote them out of office. The news for America that is good for America never gets reported. So that's why shows like NWCR Radio exist. We will be right back after these important messages. Day here on CNN with our very own Vincent Brown out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is one of the most informative shows on CNN, giving us the reasons that the apostles of blackness are leading this nation in the wrong direction, along with the left. And Vincent will come down on the right too when they do not do what is right. Listen to the wisdom of Vincent Brown on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will find out that the media is lying to us too, along with the leftists in our government. Some of the right are too, and in Hollywood also. He will make you use your mind and think a bit before making a rash judgment. That is Black by Color only, only on CNN at 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays, where America always wins. If you have a show that you are looking to get on the air on a network, CNM is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, the day you want to be on, and the time you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNM is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military too. Come join us and get yourself on the air. The days we have available for new shows is Monday through Thursday, where we have no shows, and we can accommodate one show more on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Give us a call and see if we can get your show on the air on CNM. And see what happens then, where America always wins. Journal, Tucker Carlson absolutely blasts the Biden administration. Everything will stop by Thanksgiving week. Fox News host Tucker Carlson ripped President Joe Biden and his administration yesterday for the nation's ongoing diesel shortage, saying the United States faces an economic catastrophe if stocks aren't replenished. Thanks to the Biden administration's religious war in Ukraine, this country is about to run out of diesel fuel, Carlson said on Tucker Carlson Tonight. According to the data from the Energy Information Administration, by the Monday of Thanksgiving week, that's 25 days from now, there will be no more diesel, he said. So what's going to happen then? Everything will stop. That means trucks and trains and barges all unable to move. Farm equipment will shut down. There will be no deliveries as there will be no trucks. There will be no diesel generators. And then inevitably our economy will crash because everything runs on diesel fuel, not on solar panels, not on wind farms, on diesel fuel. Diesel is not a negotiable commodity. You have to have diesel. On October 19th, the National Economic Council Director Brian Deese warned emergency measures might be necessary to address the shortage of diesel, saying that all options, including a ban on fuel exports to Europe, were being considered. ExxonMobil CEO Darren Woods and industry groups warned that an export ban could backfire and send prices even higher by worsening supply issues. National stocks of distillate fuel oil, which is utilized in the production of diesel and other fuels, have dropped to levels not seen since 2008. Carlson said the economic sanctions on Russia had done more to punish the United States than Russian President Vladimir Putin, and questioned why U.S. policymakers would risk wrecking the American economy. And I've told you this. The reason why they will is because they're Democrats. They don't care about the American economy. They don't care about America. All they care about is our enemies. He also addressed recent comments by Democratic Representative Jamie Raskin of Maryland. Raskin even lambasted Russia as a world center of anti-feminism, anti-gay, anti-trans hatred, as well as the homeland of replacement theory for export, is what he said in a Tuesday statement. So this is not a conventional war. It's a jihad, the Fox News host said. Jamie Raskin said that out loud, but many in Washington agree with him in both parties. They would like to see World War trance immediately. Carlson described the Biden administration as chicken, who not only couldn't admit that they've done wrong, but were incapable of comprehending their mistake. And this is something I've been saying all along. He goes on to say, the truth is these people are bumping right smack up against reality. Here is the reality. We have 25 days to avert economic catastrophe. Catastrophe is what will happen if we run out of diesel fuel. That's more important than prosecuting a jihad in Ukraine. That's more important than World War trance. Everything depends on this. We've got 25 days to fix it. And to this, I totally agree, folks. The left seems to think that all we have to do is get rid of all the fuel, make prices so expensive that we start buying $10,000 to $50,000 electric automobiles that, by the way, use electricity, that, by the way, comes from fossil fuels because it is fossil fuels that create our electricity from the coal-burning plants around the nation. You just cannot shut down an industry that runs a whole nation and say, okay, we're going to this now. You cannot do this. Electric vehicles are not ready for mainstream America. That is what I have said before. And every time that I look stuff up on this, you see articles about how an electric car burst into flames in the middle of a parking lot while nobody's around it, or an electric vehicle suddenly just stops on the freeway, even though it's still got 75% of its charge left. Those kind of things are all over the place, folks. All you have to do is just look at this stuff, and you'll see that the electric vehicles that the Biden administration is pushing is not ready for this. And neither is our electric grid. They're already saying in California, if you have an electric car, you can't charge it because the electric grid will not handle it. And how many people have electric cars now? Not many. When it comes to the amount of people that have gasoline engine cars as compared to electric cars, not many have electric cars, but they're already saying, oh, we have to stop with the charging of these things because the electric grid cannot handle this. What makes the Democrats think that if we all suddenly had electric cars, that the electric grid would be able to handle this? It can't handle what's happening now. And Tucker, when he's talking about the diesel, is absolutely right. You don't have companies with electric trucks running around the nation. They're all diesel, folks. And if we run out of diesel because of Biden and his policies, this country will come to a stop. And then on top of that, not only is our diesel running out, but our strategic petroleum reserves are running out. They right now are lower than they've been in 40 or 50 years. And Biden keeps pulling from that to drop the prices of gas that he himself made go up in the first place. He thinks that all he has to do is pull this stuff out of the strategic petroleum storage and everything will be fine. But that's not what that thing is for, folks. It's for national emergencies. Gas prices, as high as they are, and they're going back up again, as high as they are, is not a national emergency. It can be fixed really simply. All Biden has to do is admit he was wrong and go back on what he had started and reopen the pipeline. Yes, that would help, folks, because the pipeline wasn't even done before, but it was being built. There was a possibility of it working. So gas prices came down. They started going up almost as soon as Biden shut the pipeline down. Our engines all run on gasoline. Our trucks all run on diesel fuel, which comes from oil. Our trains run on diesel fuel, which comes from oil. Our ships run on diesel fuel, which comes from oil. And Biden is effectively doing his best to shut that whole industry down. This is insane, folks. And if any Democrats continue to hold office after this election, when they go up against somebody who is going for the Constitution and laws and the betterment of America, and the Democrats win, we're not listening. And if you're not listening, folks, you're part of the problem this nation has right now. Because we must get rid of the Democrats, period. And I'm not saying this just because I'm a Republican. Many of the Republicans have to go too. The ones in our country's nations that will not follow the Constitution and the laws of this nation have to be taken out of office. Most of them are only there because they want the power. They want the control. And that is what this nation is suffering under right now. People who are leading us into tyranny and bad times because these people in government want the control over the people. And we have allowed this for far too long. We have allowed this for far too long. It has to stop. When you go to the polls this week, if you haven't already, I hope that before you go, you vet the people that you're going to vote for. You find out what their stance is on America. You find out what their stance is on the Constitution. You find out what their stance is on making America great, because you have to be a great country in order to be good. You can't just willy-nilly take people into your country when they come in illegally, and the first thing that they do in this country when they set foot on this country is illegal. That makes them criminals, but because they're criminals, the Democrats want them here. You cannot do this. This nation cannot survive this kind of invasion. And being here in New Mexico, I see this. I see this in so many ways. Go around Albuquerque and drive down Central in the northeast and southeast parts of town. You will see homeless encampments everywhere, up against store buildings, up against businesses, in the middle of the street, at the side of the street, on the sidewalks. This is not healthy. Our mayor here in this city, Tim Keller, has decided that we need to keep these people here. He keeps going like this, and it's going to become like Portland, where Portland right now is has had a 207% increase in murders over the last year. And their Democrat mayor, their liberal mayor, who decided early on that defunding the police was a good idea, shutting down the central part of town so that the people who are breaking the laws can make a section for themselves, and while they're burning buildings and everything, the mayor of Portland has decided this can't go on. They're destroying this city. He wants to get rid of the encampments now, after he's allowed them for how many years now? After his city has been totally destroyed. I used to live in Portland. Portland was a gorgeous city at one point in time. I wouldn't be there in a heartbeat anymore. That city has all but been destroyed because of the liberal policies. And I know that other policies work. Here in Albuquerque, we have a liberal mayor who wants to make sure that all of the illegals and all the homeless have a place to go, even if it's right on the streets, and they're all over. Rio Rancho, which is just west of here, and actually really close to being part of Albuquerque, has a different mayor, and that mayor does not allow this to happen. You won't see homeless there. You won't see homeless shelters all over the streets there because they are not allowed. So where are those people going to? They're coming to Albuquerque because it's allowed here. And there are parts of this town, like in the southeast part of town where I used to live. Back when I lived there 35 years ago, it was a really great place to live. It was a nice neighborhood. Kids could go outside all hours of the day, all hours of the evening and into the night and be safe. Play in the streets. Do the things that kids do. You can't do that in my old neighborhood anymore because you'll get killed. Plain and simple. Day or night, it doesn't matter. You'll get killed. I've gone down there. I will not go down there unless I'm in my car. And if somebody happens to step in front of me, I'll hit them. Because I'm not about to get myself killed because somebody decides they're going to stop me and then break into my car and kill me. And that kind of thing is totally different from the guy in Waukesha, Michigan, when he ran over those people in that parade. That's a totally different thing. And that guy getting convicted was the right thing to be. But here, they're allowing these illegal people, these criminals, to do all of this stuff against the good people of Albuquerque, and nothing's done to them. Michelle Lujan Grisham, our governor, has released several people who should have been kept in prison, and one of them went out and killed a little girl afterwards. Is Grisham being held responsible for that? No, but she should be. It's one of the reasons why I call her the Wicked Witch of the North. She is a wicked, evil person, and if New Mexico doesn't get rid of her, then New Mexicans are not watching out what is going on. Because she is destroying this country, she is destroying this state. And it's like I said in one of my updates the other day, New Mexico is too good a state to have this allowed. But I can tell you why it's being allowed. We're supposed to have truth in advertising. We're supposed to have advertising. If you have advertising for one party, then you should have advertising for another party coming up. But on the channels that I watch, the only advertising I see is advertising against Ron Ketty and the things that he wants. You know, they're are we saying that he wants to destroy a woman's choice, to destroy a woman's health care so she can't have abortions, that he is wrong for New Mexico? No, he's not wrong for New Mexico. If you want the truth of the whole thing, God doesn't agree with abortion, so he wants it changed too. He doesn't want this state to continue aborting and killing babies all the way up to birth. And right now we have our governor is gleeful about that point, that she made it legal in this state to kill babies all the way up to and after birth, which is nothing more than infanticide. But nobody wants to look at it that way. You listen to these ads, and they're nothing more than attack ads. There's one that I do an ad for Kerry Morris, who is running for Supreme Court here in New Mexico. And there are four justices, four people who are running for office here that would be good for New Mexico. Kerry Morris, and then there's Montoya. I can't remember his first name right at the moment. And then there's several other people who are running that need to be elected. They need to be elected. This state needs to be saved from all of the things that this state is actually having done to it by all of our politicians who are all liberal. And the ones who are not liberal, Yvette Harrell has had some horrible things said about her, but she has done a good job for this state. Ron Ketty, they keep saying that he is not for New Mexico because he doesn't believe in abortion. Well, we shouldn't believe in abortion. That's killing babies. No matter which side of the aisle you're on that one, that's all that is just killing babies. And you kill babies, and that's murder. And you'll go to hell for that one. But Michelle Lujan Grisham, the Wicked Witch of the North, is gleeful that she signed into law abortion up to and including after birth. Now, when our so-called vice president came here the other day, she was attended by her arrival with a lady named Epsi and by Michelle Lujan Grisham. Epsi is a lady that I talked about earlier. She is a person working at UNM who kills babies for a living. And not only does she kill babies for a living, but she teaches people to do this so that we will have an influx of abortionists in our state for years to come. These are the people we need to get rid of. And then we've got Biden coming now to stump for MLG, the Wicked Witch of the North, against the man who wants to stop abortion in this state. And we have to stop it. We are killing our future this way. And we have government officials in this state and around this nation right now who are doing everything they can to keep this going. All in the name of health care. It's not health care, folks. A woman's right to choose pretty much ends when she opens her legs. Now, if it's rape, there's a difference on that one. And almost everybody, including Ron Ketty, who are against abortion, do not include that part. There are some that do. But it is a growing concern here in America, and you can see by the different states that are now adopting laws to get rid of abortion at certain times of the pregnancy. And most of them say after a certain point, no. And that's the way this should be. all of this idea about another man who was running for sheriff here in New Mexico. The attack ads on him say that he has been endorsed by the gun lobbies and that he is proud of that. I would be too. But then they go on and they have this stupid woman with this absolutely horrible, evil voice that talks about how, well, the gun lobbies endorse this man for sheriff. Who is he going to represent? He's going to represent all of New Mexico. But she's saying that he will only represent the ones who are trying to get him there, the gun lobbies, while they make weapons of war. They're not making weapons of war, folks. Weapons of war are fully automatic weaponry that you cannot get on the streets in this nation. You can get semi-automatics, but you cannot get an automatic weapon. And when they call these semi-automatics weapons of war, they're lying to you. Plain and simple, they are lying to you. Now, hello, bringing it, boy. I've got just a couple more minutes left on this show because I've got a bunch of things I've got to do today. And day's almost over right now, but great show for 2 minutes. next week we'll be back for at least 2 hours. I am in the process of trying to get me a third hour intro going, and I've got my friend from California who said he would do the recording for me so I could make a third hour intro so I can do a third hour. The third hour on this show would only be heard if you're on the phone or if you listen to it after the show is over. But I'm going to start trying to do a third hour in this show, and hopefully that will work out. Tomorrow will be Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown, and hopefully, if he has returned on Sunday, will be American by Design. I've been trying to get him to talk to me about that one because he retired in July, so he should be close to being ready to start doing his show again, but I hope he is for next 2 hours and then work next week. Okay, well, I'm glad that Joseph Gibson was there, Bringing It Boy was there, and I will see you guys again this next week. I will be doing my updates every day until Thursday, and then on Friday I will have my show back, but I'm glad that you guys were here. I will be back next week. God bless you. God bless America. And have a great weekend, folks. Talk to you later. We'll be back next week with the next episode of NWCR Radio, where we work hard to let you know what America has in store and what the Constitution and our laws have to say about it. Stay tuned. bless you all.